We start today with a look at violence in our schools. But we're not talking about student gun violence. We're shifting our focus to stun guns and the school police who use them. You might know them as tasers, a common brand of the weapon. Last year, 15-year-old Jalijah Jones was a freshman in high school in Kalamazoo, Michigan, when he had an unexpected and violent run-in with an armed school police officer.
He got in a small fight with another student. It was over a small amount of money. There was pushing and shoving and some punches thrown, but no one actually got hurt. It was quickly broken up, and one of the students walked away. Jalijah had a harder time calming down. He was kind of huffing and puffing around the hallway, but school security came and they seemed to have it under control. They restrained him. At some point, though, a school police officer came by, and while school security guards were dealing with him, the school police officer took him and tasered him.
Tasered him at his school after a minor altercation.
Jalijah fell to the ground. He lost control of his body. The school police officer handcuffed him and ended up dragging him through the hallway. There's actually some video of it. His body is completely limp. He ended up getting arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, and he's still fighting those charges today. And he spent many hours in the hospital. He has some scars from the incident.
I'm Tanzina Vega. This is The Takeaway. And it turns out what happened to Jalijah has happened to students at U.S. public schools across the country. So what gives? Rebecca Klein is the education reporter for HuffPost you just heard from, and she's been looking into how often students are getting stunned by their own school safety officers.
So the problem is we really don't know. There is no local, state, or federal agency keeping track of this number. So we set out a few years ago to create our own count. Because this isn't being systemically tracked in any way, the only way for us to get this information was to look through old local news reports over the years. So we've been tracking local news reports since 2011 to try and get a very bare minimum count to see at least how often this is reported. And we found that since September 2011, students have been tasered or shot with a stun gun by school police officers at least 120 times.
And that's like 120 instances across the country?
Yeah, across the country.
Now, I'm just curious, why don't schools keep track of these incidences? You would think that this is something serious enough to warrant some sort of record. Is that not right?
Yeah, so the complication is the police officers who are based in schools are actually employed by local police departments. So they don't necessarily answer to a school administrator or a school principal. They answer to local police departments, and local police departments don't keep this data. I don't know what their overall use of force data looks like, but they certainly do not keep it specific to children in schools.
What does a taser actually do to a body in general? And then how does it impact a child's body?
In the worst case scenario, tasers can cause cardiac arrest. And actually, on the warning label of the taser weapon, it warns against using the weapon on low body mass index in children. And obviously, if you're working in a school, many of the students there are going to be small children. And it's more likely that children will suffer from cardiac arrest from these weapons. And then beyond that, there has been a case in the past where when you are tasered, your body becomes debilitated and you might fall to the ground. You're incapacitated. And so there was a child a few years ago who was tasered and in the midst of falling to the very harsh ground of the hallway, ended up having to get into a coma because he was so severely brain damaged from how hard he hit his head.
Now, obviously, we don't want to minimize anyone's pain, but I'm thinking 120 cases across the United States is a pretty small number. Wouldn't you agree?
It's a small number, but it is the very bare minimum. As we know, there are not a tremendous amount of local news outlets anymore, and this might not be the priority topic for their coverage. And oftentimes, there's no reason why a local news outlet would gain whiff of it. So we're under the impression that this is probably happening a lot more than we know about. 30% of school police officers, according to government data, carry these weapons. So again, this is very much a minimum count.
You said 30%. So not all school resource officers are carrying these. Why are they carrying them? Who makes that decision? Is it the local police department? Is it usually in response to something that's happened at a school? For example, do police departments say, you know, this school has been under threat or has experienced something like a mass shooting? Let's give our police officers tasers.
Most of the time, school police officers, if they carry a taser when they're on the streets dealing with adults, then they would wear the exact same weapons into the school. They don't normally remove tools from their arsenal when they enter a school. So in most cases, it is under the purview of the local police department. Sometimes school boards will intervene and have a specific say over what weapons are carried. But from what I understand, it really depends on a case-by-case basis, depending on the locality.
Well, and one of the things that we know, I mean, I've reported on this, and I'm sure lots of folks have been looking at this, is that schools increasingly across the United States are using and relying more on police departments and police officers as these school resource officers to sort of manage their security and other issues. But this seems to be a bit beyond that. This looks like it's really talking about school discipline and who's being disciplined and who isn't. Are you noticing any racial or gender patterns or distinctions in the research that you have? Are there certain populations that are disproportionately affected by tasing versus others?
So it's hard to draw those conclusions from the data we have because it is so incomplete at this point. But research does show that Black children are disproportionately suspended, expelled, and also they are disproportionately getting criminal referrals from these police officers who are based in schools, even for low-level offenses. So we think it's probably fair to assume that they are also bearing the brunt of use of these weapons.
We're talking about tasers used by police against kids in school. Rebecca Klein of HuffPost has been tracking instances of school officers using tasers against students. I can only imagine if a parent finds out that their child has been tasered, what the response would be. But what are the parents saying that you've spoken to?
Many of the parents that I've spoken to are supportive of the idea of having police officers in schools, especially amid the spate of deadly school shootings that we've seen, but had no idea that these weapons could be used on students for normal teenage or adolescent misbehavior. So while they might feel more comfortable with the idea of high, secure environments in their child's schools, they're very deeply uncomfortable with the idea that these police officers could turn against their own students who aren't armed intruders, who are just going about their daily lives. And in many cases, I found that they are shocked that this is possible.
Rebecca, whatever happened to detention? I mean, I feel like we've gone, and I mean that in all seriousness, I feel like we've gone from minor infractions that are relatively normal, and I'm not talking about school shootings, I'm talking about, you know, graffiti here and there, or getting into a scuffle with a classmate, or not, you know, being attentive in class, and just not being tased, but being put in detention. I mean, have we passed that level in the United States? Are we past that anymore?
I think that's a very good question. What you have to remember is that when you have police officers in schools, these police officers are most likely going to treat children the same way that they treat any civilian engaging in some sort of misbehavior. So, for example, if an adult was on the street vandalizing a piece of property, that would result in a serious punishment. But in schools, we know it may not be uncommon for a young child to be vandalizing a desk in some way or engaging in something they probably shouldn't be doing, but isn't that big of a deal in the scheme of things. And that now might result in them also getting referred to law enforcement, which could be very problematic for their future.
I'm also wondering about any training for law enforcement here. I mean, you mentioned an autistic child who had been tasered and, you know, for having an outburst in class, and knowing the little I know about children on the spectrum, I mean, those are sort of normal behaviors. And if police are not trained to deal with children in this very specific population, I can't imagine this going very well in the future. Is there any talk of policy implementation or training on how and when to implement this type of technology?
So typically, this is completely decided on a locality-by-locality basis. There are trainings that exist, but these trainings cost money and they're expensive. So if a district or department doesn't have extra funds, then they're not going to get it. And that's just something that's going to fall by the wayside.
I'm sorry. I'm just kind of stunned about that answer. What about schools? We talked about parents. We talked about police. What are schools saying about this? The schools that you're talking to, are they saying this is a critical part of their security protocols going forward?
Yeah. So how a school interacts with the police officers that they house really depends. Some school districts take in these officers and they don't really have any specific rules for how these officers are supposed to be interacting with students. Some schools are much more vigilant about it and they have a strict contract with the police officers and the police department saying what exactly these police officers are there to do and how they should be engaging with students. But again, it really depends. And most of the time, school districts are just allowing the police officers to come in and treat the children as they would treat people in their local police officer jobs.
Rebecca Klein is an education reporter for HuffPost. Rebecca, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
My name is Sina from Richardson, Texas. Police security, having tasers, I personally don't think that it's a good idea. I have chosen to homeschool my children mostly their entire lives. And being older teenagers now, I have been watching all of the security increases in the schools. And I've been even more grateful for our choices to not have my children exposed to or involved or dealing with any of those issues.
Hi, this is Marcy from San Antonio. My child's school has armed officers when they're out at the play area. These are armed, off-duty police officers. I'm certain they'll do anything necessary to keep the kids safe, and I totally support it.
This is John calling from Palm City, Florida. The deployment of tasers from officers has to be recorded. So in the event that a taser is deployed onto a person, the duration, the length, is recorded, and there's record tracking purposes on the back end to make sure that no misuse is done.
Hi, this is Jared calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Just listened to the report on the tasers in schools from the very beginning. All of the phrasing, all of the way the opinions were put forth with a conclusion already drawn that this was an unacceptable use of force, period. I would have loved to have heard a police officer's counterpoint of why they decided to use tasers.
We appreciate that feedback, Jared. And just to let you know, we did try reaching out to school districts and safety officers for an interview, but so far everyone has declined to comment or just hasn't gotten back to us. So if you're a school resource officer or a police officer stationed at a school, we want to hear from you about your experience. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Babbel, a European-made language learning program. Babbel teaches practical conversation in Italian, Russian, Swedish, and other languages. Available in the App Store or online at babbel.com.
And Progressive Insurance, providing tools designed to help customers consider options from multiple insurers. Comparisons available at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Now that's Progressive.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.